This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. As we just heard from Heather and Jordan, it was a good jobs report, but there is something in it that's kind of weird on second glance. Remember, the economy added almost 1 million jobs last month, but the labor force participation rate, that's the proportion of people who are either working or looking for work, stayed pretty much the same. It's at 61.7% in the narrow range where it's been stuck since June of last year, and still 1.6% lower than at the start of the pandemic. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looked into how more people can be working if there aren't more people in the labor force.
The labor force participation rate reflects a bit of push and pull in the job market. How many people are in jobs or actively hunting versus people who've given up on the job hunt or retired, for example.
So on aggregate, the labor force participation rate has stayed steady.
Kate Bond is director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
But that is made up of, in one direction, unemployed workers going back to work. That's where we see this big job growth. But on the other hand, we're also seeing folks who are dropping out of the labor force.
Here's an example of how that plays out. Tiffany Nguyen is 28 and has 5 kids, including a 1-month-old baby. She lost her job as a host at an Italian restaurant in D.C. at the start of the pandemic. Then,
towards the end of 2020, they reopened back up, and then I was pregnant at the time, so I couldn't go back to work due to I didn't want to get sick.
So she left the labor force. But now Nguyen is vaccinated and ready to go back to work as soon as her kids go back to school.
From there, I could just work my normal shift hours at work so that I don't have to stay home constantly.
And because lots of working parents are in that situation, the labor force participation rate is likely to go up, says Odetta Kushi, deputy chief economist at First American Financial Corporation.
We'll see those people come back to work, especially as they're less concerned about the pandemic. But some of it is permanent as a lot of these older workers decided to retire.
A cautionary note, these numbers were gathered before the spike in cases due to the Delta variant, which has workers like Nguyen worried.
I don't want to go back to work and then end up getting sick. It just makes me double guess, like, am I making a good decision or should I just stay home with the kids?
And if she decides it's not safe for her or her family, she's ready to stay out of the labor force a bit longer. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.